All right, week 10. We are moving right along. Today is day 46, and we get to spend the day today in Romans. We are in chapters 5 through 8, and then chapter 12. So very much a snapshot of Romans.
Very much a snapshot, yeah. I would say anybody that's never read Romans, if you've read it for this Bible reading plan, definitely try to find the time to read the entire book in context, because Romans is probably, no, not probably, it is, when you look at Romans, look at it as the most detailed description through every aspect of the gospel. Like, Paul is basically going from condition of our sin through justification, through mm-hmm. righteousness, through sanctification. And the reason he's doing it is because he's writing it to a church of Christians in Rome that he's never met them. So I think Paul's taking this stance of, hey, I don't know what all you've been told, so I'm going to go as detailed as possible through the gospel. And so in our reading for today, we're kind of right in the middle of it with, you know, chapters 5 and 6, 7 and 8, where he's proclaiming what has been accomplished for us through Christ. So this is where we're seeing him talking about how death came through Adam, and how the sacrifice of Jesus brings us life. And now when we put our faith in Jesus, we are dead to sin, but we are alive to Christ. And he's using these amazing imagery of being a slave and being slaves of sin, but now we are slaves to righteousness. And he's going in extreme detail. So basically what you're seeing here is when we say, you know, well, Jesus saves us. Well, Paul's going into extreme detail about what that means.
I feel like this is where, not that his other letters aren't amazing, but I feel like Romans is one where he just really flexes his theological muscles here.
Yes, yes, very much so. I mean, you cannot read Romans and two things. You cannot read it one time and walk away from going, yep, made total sense. Like, because there is so much depth to it. The second thing is you cannot read Romans if you are someone truly seeking Christ and not get excited, because you hear these imageries of, you know, like in baptism, I died to sin. And but that also causes us to have times where we kind of wrestle. I mean, I do when I read Romans is, oh, I died to sin, but wait a minute, why do I still struggle with sin? So you see, then there's this wrestle of, well, what does that really mean? And Paul is, he's really letting us see that our sinful condition, like the authority and power it has been completely removed through Jesus. And if we choose to live faithful to Jesus and mm-hmm. trust him completely, that we have an authority and a power now through Christ. And again, he this is another passage where, you know, he talks about his own struggle with sin. You know, so again, you look at Paul as this great church leader, but he's also saying, I get it. Right, I get that there's this struggle between us, but there's victory in Jesus. And you know, not to steal your thunder, but you mentioned your 8:1, right? When you get to chapter 8:1 of mm-hmm. one of your favorite verses of that we were talking about, there is now no condemnation, right? So he's presenting the finality of what Jesus mm-hmm. has done, mm-hmm. and again, there's so much encouragement.
Yeah.
To Romans when we really dig into it.
Yeah.
In fact, as I was preparing for this, I'm just kind of looking at these chapters and I have so much underlined and highlighted and notes, and I'm sitting there, where do you even start?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where to start. So
I think one thing to note that is really good news for us is in chapter 6 and 7, he shows us that how God's grace not only justifies us, but actually changes us. And mm-hmm. I think that's a really important thing, because I think sometimes growing up, we learn it's a one and done.
Yeah.
We do whatever we want, but we made that decision once. And so, you know, and I think this really helps lay it out that, if it's something that's really salvific, it changes you.
Yes. Very much so. And that's the beauty of grace. We always talk about grace as the, you know, how do they say it? Grace not only saves us, but it empowers us to mm-hmm. live this life. So, mm-hmm. You talk about that changing. Romans, again, does present very much that process of growth. I mean, even right off the bat in chapter 5, right, he's talking about rejoice in our suffering, because we know suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character, hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like, you're growing in this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like this is this constant. And then, you know, not to skip, because there's that one chapter away from 8, and then you get to chapter 12, which then talks about the importance of our response, of submission and offering ourselves. And that's where the key is I can't expect God to do this amazing work in my life if I am not offering myself as a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't. That's the thing. If I'm not submitting to him and living for him, and you know, I love how he even talks about love, because in chapter 12, because I don't think this is love talking about love between us, one another, as much as he starts out in verse 9, love must be sincere, mm-hmm. right? Like my love has, it can't be lip service. Mm-hmm. It has to be legitimate, sincere love. And that's where, you know, hate yeah. what is evil, cling to what is good, right? And, yeah. and, I know as a Christian, I fall very often into clinging more to the world than I do to Christ.
Yep.
And when that happens, I can't be surprised when my faith and my relationship with him is weakened. So,
yeah. The other thing to note in chapter 8 that I have underlined in my Bible is that God, the Spirit, prays for us.
Mm-hmm.
We see that in, let's see here, verse 27 of chapter 8. Where the Spirit intercedes for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also see in, let's see here, verse 34, the Son prays for us. I mean, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's good. And then it leads us to verse 38, which is one of the other best news we could get, is that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Yep.
Like, that is amazing news.
Yeah, and you look at those, the Spirit praying for us and the Son and interceding, it goes back to the things we say quite often, is the victory in this is not based on us.
Yes, yes.
It's based on the work that they do for
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I love that.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because, and that again, that's what, it's like, how often do I get in God's way, is yeah. when you think about it, is yeah. like, God's just like, I got this, stop. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I can help.
And it could be so simple. But man, darn it, sin.
Yep. Yep.
Darn it, human nature.
That's right. Yeah, I can do this on my own. I got this.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, Romans, if this is the first time you've had any part in Romans, I just encourage you, find the time to read it in its mm-hmm. entirety, see the full thing, and just be encouraged by it.